what's all this flapping about? Flap, flap, flap. Flap, flap, flap. Can you do some clapping as well? Hello, Imogen. I'd like you to go and carry on with your drawing, please. I think you've got one more to do. That's good clapping, Karis. Thank you. Well, why don't you show it to Karis and I? What is that? That's very purpley.
Yes, it's so what one of my favourite houses.
One of your favourite houses?
It's our new house.
It's our new house. Oh, lovely.
And it's got a monkey
in it. Well, that's not far from the truth. A little monkey. Got two little monkeys here, I think.
Why?
Karis is trying to grab your picture and you're clambering around. So, I think you've got the back to do on the other picture. I'd like you to go and draw one more picture. I think it's a beautiful house. Oh, show us what that house is. What this picture is.
But I already told.
Oh, this is the... That's the pond with the frogs and the muddy puddle.
Yeah.
Where's the duck, though? You were telling me about a duck earlier. What colour?
Purple.
Oh, the duck's purple as well as the muddy puddle. Okay. What's the orange at the top?
It's another duck.
Oh, right. So a duck is orange. And what's the pink at the very top right-hand corner?
Okay. I've been told the sky. I know. And you can lift up the sky.
That'd be a good idea. You go and sit up, please, and... One paint a picture at a time, remember? Or one pen at a time. And what are you doing now? Stop flapping. That distraction. What are you doing here? You're down on all fours now. You're sitting, getting a bit tiresome. Play with a toy. What's this toy here? This one is kangaroo. Hello, kangaroo. Boing, boing, boing. Boing, boing, boing. Some smiling. Smiling.
The sun is setting.
Yes, that's my finger. I'm trying to keep my finger. Let's see what's got something in that mouth. Have a look.
Daddy! The sun has...
Oh, that's a beautiful sunset. Now, careful, please. Don't climb on Daddy. No. Just stop for a second. Yes, you're trying. Don't climb on Daddy, please. And you put him on nicely first. And secondly, I think you've got one more picture to do.
This picture.
Up at the table. You go back, sit up on the table, please, with your pens. And I will pass you the piece of paper. Here it is. Look. Oh, look, we've got the whole back of that to do now as well. I'd like to do one last picture. Take your time. Think about what you're going to draw first. And one pen at a time, remember?
I'm going to draw a zoo. Well,
you little miss. Picking up fluff. My nice clean carpets. So you found the ball in Kangaroo's pouch. Boom, 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 boom. Boing, 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 boing. Boing, 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 boing. Kangaroo tickling you. And you try to eat kangaroo. Don't think kangaroo's nose is going to be overly tasty. What do you think? Anything differently? Might be a bit of effort. Not so... How about in his pouch? What's in his pouch? Can you find his pouch? No, that's his nose. And that's your mouth. Nose. Nose.
That was a little bit.
Oh, that's a good start. Now you go off and finish it, please. Your picture. Wait until it's finished, and then before you come over to Daddy, you can tell Daddy that it's ready. What are you doing? Where are you going off to? Have a look. Right. In the kangaroo's pouch, you found this before. Can you pull this? Can you pull that? Can you pull that? It's pointing it. That's good. Almost. You grab it. Oh, two hands. It's even better. Two hands. Pull. Pull. Ooh. What's the surprise inside? What could that be? Oh, that's a ball. A ball. Yes. Jen, what did Daddy say to you?
I'm finished.
I'll stay sitting up there for a moment then, please. Yeah. What Daddy asked you, can you remember what Daddy asked you to do when you were finished? To stay sitting and to say that you finished.
I'm finished.
That's slightly better. What have you dropped? Can you pick those up, please? Now, before you finished, all the pens got lids on them. It's Daddy, not Mum. Daddy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It just sounded.
Back you go, please. You're not listening to Daddy. You don't have your listening ears on, I don't think. You should turn your listening ears on, please. Good. Now, do all the pens have lids on?
Yes.
And good, are they the right lids? Do they match the colours? You've got a ball. And a kangaroo. They're all the right ones. That's good. Okay then. Can you come? Why don't you bring your picture over here and you can show it to Karis and I.
I'll tell you all of the pictures.
Oh, that would be good. Particularly interested in the new one. She's shown us some of them already. So, you tell Karis what colour paper is it?
Orange.
Orange. That colour is orange, Karis. And is what's special about orange?
Because it's my favourite colour.
It is your favourite colour, isn't it? Now, excuse me, don't climb on Daddy, please. Stand up. Good girl. Right, which picture are you going to show us first? We can put it down here, can't you, and show us? Mm-hmm. I'd like you to tell us what you've drawn and what each of the different colours are. So, first, is the bottom of the picture here?
Yeah.
Okay, so, what is that?
The grass.
So what's the picture of?
A
doggy park. That looks lovely. So what's the green here?
The doggy grass.
The doggy grass.
In the doggy park.
In the doggy park. So it's just grass that doggies run on.
If they've got doggy swings.
They've got doggy swings. Which ones are the doggy swings?
Orange, and red one, and red one.
Beautiful. Oh, I can imagine doggies would have a great time on doggy swings.
Look.
What's the purple?
That is the doggy waddy puddles. The doggy will get handy with the doggy muddy puddles.
Doggy muddy puddles. All right.
You must like those.
It's I want the black.
Paris. It's been very exciting, Paris.
I want to the black bee.
Oh, I think Paris is... Yes, Paris is very excited by your picture.
I think she's
at
the back of a kangaroo.
Whoa, I think she's excited by your picture as well.
It's yeah. not a kangaroo. It's not
a kangaroo. That's not a kangaroo. You're talking about your picture. That is very noisy, Paris. And it's very flapping. Pardon? Pardon? What was that?
Pardon?
Oh, that's very kind. What would Karis say if she could talk? Oh, yeah. I think that's her way of saying thank you.
Okay.
That was very kind of sister.
Ariel goes to daddy.
Oh, I get Ariel. Ariel's wearing a... What colour dress is Ariel wearing?
Blue.
Is that her normal dress? What colour is her normal dress?
A green.
Oh, have Cinderella and Ariel swapped dresses?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're sharing.
Sharing's very good.
And Sleeping Beauty goes to Karis today.
Well, Sleeping Beauty, oh well, we'll have to be very careful. We'll supervise. You do like your princesses and we don't want Karis to chew on them, do we, Karis? However nice they are, we don't want you to be chewing on them, please.
And Flynn goes to Daddy today.
Flynn.
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 What's his second name?
You.
Flynn.
Ryder.
Flynn Ryder. Flynn Ryder.
Flynn Ryder. Flynn Ryder.
That's better.
Flynn Ryder.
Flynn Ryder. You can see Flynn Ryder. So Karis is very excited by Cinderella. What does it on your mouth?
And there's also Eugene.
He's also called Eugene. Wow.
Because Rapunzel said that different.
Okay, he's got lots of names.
Okay. And there needs to be a bang on his head like with a frying pan.
Gentle.
That just
why does Rapunzel bang Eugene or Flynn Rider on the head with a frying pan?
Because.
Pardon?
Because she wants to.
Is cause a word?
Because.
Good girl.
She wants to talk.
Because she hits him because she wants to talk.
He
wants to talk.
To Rapunzel.
I think that Rapunzel was a little bit scared to begin with because she didn't know Flynn Rider and he climbed up the tower to find somewhere to hide and he thought it was empty. And Rapunzel had never seen him before and she thought he might have been a bad person.
But I think
that's why I think she maybe was a bit scared and thought she was protecting herself.
Bang!
Careful, please. Come down here. Remember, Daddy said not to touch this.
What?
Daddy said don't touch that. Now, you did by accident because you were careering around like a whirling dervish. Yes, you were. Now, Karis. You've gone a bit quiet. Your big sister
dominating
Imogen, when one person's talking, we have to wait for the other person, don't we? I was talking to Karis for a moment, please. I was saying to Karis. Blah, 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 blah. Really? And I think we see when we're quiet, Karis can have an opportunity to make some noise. I think that's good for her.
Mama to you too, Carrie.
Well, yes.
Mama to you too. Kaka.
No.
Huh? Huh?
That's my mouth, Karis, yes?
I don't know you.
Oh, look, she's trying to grab Rapunzel's hair. Oh, it'll make it all tangled.
She's running around.
Well, why don't you... Why? And so that was a lovely story about Rapunzel and Eugene. Why don't you tell Karis? Why don't you tell them all their different names now that they're lined up in front of the two of us?
I have one.
What's her name?
Belle.
And what colour dress is Belle wearing?
Pink.
Is that her normal dress? No. What's her normal colour dress?
Yellow, but Sleeping Beauty got it.
Yellow, but Sleeping Beauty got it. And why Sleeping Beauty got it?
Because Sleeping Beauty.
No. Did they swap?
Yeah,
right.
They were sharing.
Sharing, good.
See, Daddy, I can do it. Can I take one of these pictures?
Oh, yeah, I think Belle could take one of these. Well, you'll have to ask Imogen, Belle, because, or Minnie Mouse.
No.
Because it's an original by Minnie Mouse or Imogen.
Or Belle.
No, no, Belle definitely didn't do it. Belle's asking if she could have one of the pictures.
But I mean, I'm Belle too, Belle. But
Karis, what are you doing? Belle. What are you doing, Karis? Got thumb in the mouth.
Oh. They're
can you pick them up, please? Belle. Put them in the pot.
I think.
What can you see? Can you see the dolls? Which one are you trying to reach? Oh, which one? A difficult choice. There's so many. Cinderella down. Now there are four princesses and a Flynn Rider. Which one? Which one to choose? Ooh. Which one?
Flynn!
I was asking Karis. Let Karis choose, please. Now, can you go put the pens back on the table in their pot, please? Cinderella.
Yes, you can.
You like Rapunzel. Oh, you've got to grab Rapunzel.
See?
Why Rapunzel is that? Because she's got extra long hair that you can grab. There's her hair. Oh, look how long it is. Very long. Imogen, don't go upstairs, please.
Why?
Why are you going upstairs?
Why?
Why are you going upstairs?
Because I'm excited to get spotty.
No, you're not getting spotty bag.
No.
You've got to stay out of your room at the moment, don't you? Why have you got to stay out of your room?
I don't know.
Well, what did we do earlier?
Hey.
We did a little bit of painting, didn't we? So we can wait
for
your room to
dry. I
can
do some painting.
Well, you told me that you finished with your colouring and drawing.
Yes. And you said after we can paint.
We can do a little bit of painting in a few more minutes. You'll have to be patient first. Can you say that word?
Patient.
Do you know what it means?
Yes, wait.
Waiting, that's right, good girl. So, how about you play with your box or your rabbit hutch for a little few more minutes?
Oh, but I can't find it.
Well, why don't you take the things out first, please?
I can't
remember it. And Karis, if you swap Rapunzel for Ariel, of course, it's far too interesting to watch your big sister. This is Ariel, I believe, with her red hair. Red hair. Oh, I can grab it.
Is
there anything to say about that? Is it too distracting watching your sister, your big sister?
No.
Yes, it is entertaining.
See, what
but why
you
don't you
doing?
Entertain yourself? Why don't you look at some other things of your own?
No.
What are you trying to say?
She's going to watch her bear pretend to watch the real She's going to watch the bell drawing. Watch bell on stage.
That's a big squeal. What's that squeal for? What's that squeal for? This is Daddy. You say, hello, Daddy. Have a good try. You say, hello, Daddy. That was a good effort. Hello. Say,
hello.
Can you go? Daddy said, can you go and play with the box and the hutch for a few minutes, please? Daddy's playing with Karis for a few minutes. We've been playing together now. Can you go and play with your box for a few minutes before we can do some painting? I don't want to see some sulking, thank you. We've had some very nice playing time, just you and Daddy. Now Karis gets to have a little bit of time playing with just Daddy.
I don't want to.
Well, you can don't want to quietly, please.
I'm not.
Karis, this is how not to behave.
What did Karis say?
I told Karis, take note of your big sister. This is not how to behave. Because you are throwing yourself around and saying, I don't want to, which isn't very big sisterly. We need you to show Karis how to be a very good big girl, so that when she gets bigger, she'll understand how to behave as well.
But I can't.
I don't like that. Now, what did Daddy ask you to do about the fire guard?
Not touch it.
Good girl.
The ball
is. Karis. What's this? This is the ball again.
I rolled it away to Karis.
You did.
The bell rolled.
No, not Mumma. Mummy's upstairs. Ma. This is Daddy. Very excitable.
She
not Mama, Daddy.
She said bell.
See, Daddy.
She said bell.
Can you say Daddy?
She said bell.
Can you say Daddy? Hello, Daddy. Very good. That was a good effort. Oh, you dropped the ball. You've got it again. Good girl. Shake, shake, shake. Shake, shake, shake. Some good noises. Well, thank you, Imogen. That's very kind, but...
eat your cake!
Thank you for bringing me a wonderful... Is this an apple cake that you can play nicely by yourself for just a few minutes? We're almost finished.
But I'm just playing and giving food to both of you.
It's very kind.
And I'm getting cavities.
Right, Karis. What can you see? Can you see that this lovely saucer from Imogen's kitchen with a plastic bowl and an apple? Or do we want the apple? Oh, I want the apple. Apple or ball?
Yes.
Apple gone straight in the mouth.
Yeah.
Apple or ball? was I asking, Imogen? Who do you think I was asking the question to?
Me.
No, I was asking it to Caris.
Hello.
Oh, and here's Mummy.
Hello. Hello, darling. What have you got in your mouth?
I've got apple. A ball. Mm. Apple or ball.
And hello, you, Minnie.
I'm Belle.
Oh, you're Belle now, are you? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I thought you were still Minnie Mouse.
Oh, we've just recently changed to Belle.
Been watching Belle.
You've been watching Belle?
Time to
watch. Do you think it's time to think about some lunch? Mummy might have to go out to get
so
something
too.
To have for lunch because we don't have any bread.
Right.
Say
hello, Mummy.
Thank you.
You say hello, Mummy. You say hello, Mummy.
Say
you're
Mama.
Just going to smile at Mummy.
Too busy eating my bowl.
Hello, Mummy.
And Mummy. This is yours.
You say hello, Mummy.
I've got a drink. Yeah, hello.
Or you could roar at her, roaring instead.
Hello,
how about, hello, Mummy.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Can you say lunchtime? Can you say lunchtime?
Can I see it?
Yeah, Imogen can say lunchtime. That was good saying lunchtime, Imogen.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say lunchtime? It's lunchtime.
Keytime.
No, you can just try and put things in your mouth.
Can
you say bye-bye? Can you say bye-bye, Caris?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.